بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. لا والله لا أفارقه حتى يقضي الله ما هو قاض. These are the words that Imam Hussein alayhi salam said in response to a suggestion that was made to him. What's the story? The story goes like this. On that same night, that first night that our journey began with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when that letter came from Yazid and the governor of Medina summoned Imam Hussein alayhi salam to get bay'ah from him, there were two other people on the list as well that the governor of Medina had to get bay'ah and allegiance from. One of them is the son of Umar by the name of Abdullah, Abdullah bin Umar. And the other is Abdullah bin Zubayr, the famous Zubayr that was killed in the Battle of Jamal, his son. Now, both of these figures and individuals, there's controversy surrounding them, great controversy. Maybe in the future, inshallah, I'll point to some of that. That same night, Imam Hussein is summoned. He comes to the governor's palace. He's not afraid of anything. But Ibn Zubayr, Abdullah bin Zubayr, doesn't come. And as a matter of fact, he secretly flees Medina and goes to Mecca and takes an indirect route so no one can find him on the way. No one can intercept him. As for Abdullah bin Umar, apparently they say he was in Mecca before that letter had arrived anyway. So Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is the only one who actually went to the palace that night. Now, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he is leaving Medina 2 days before the end of Rajab. They say he left Medina, so it's maybe the 28th of Rajab, the 27th of Rajab, maybe depending on the moon. The Imam has left Medina, so 2 days before the end of Rajab. The Imam is leaving, and as he puts Medina, the holy city of the Prophet, where he's grown up in, he has memories of being with the Prophet. This is where the Prophet would kiss his chest, the Prophet would kiss his face, the Prophet would kiss his lips, the Prophet would speak of Al-Hussein. This is where Hussein grew up with the Prophet. He's leaving this beloved city behind. As he leaves, he recites a verse of the Quran that has to do with the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. When Prophet Musa was forced to leave Egypt, was forced to leave Misr, because they were following him and he was in pursuit of him, he says something that the Quran has narrated. Al-Imam al-Hussein uses the same verse. The verse says, it's Surah Qasas, verse 21. The Imam is leaving, has put Medina behind him. Maybe his eyes were full of tears when he recites this verse. He says, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبُ قال رب نجني من القوم الظالمين. The translation goes like this. So he left the city, Prophet Musa, fearing that they may seize him, and prayed, O my creator and nurturer, save me from the oppressive people. So the Imam has left Medina behind him now. Farewell to the city of the Prophet. What route is he going to take now? Should he take the direct route to Mecca where all the other caravans go on, other people use? Or no, should he take an indirect route like Ibn Zubayr? This is where one of the companions senses that the caravan, or Imam Hussein alayhi salam, if he takes the direct route, his life will be threatened still. Because just because you've left Medina doesn't mean they're not going to be on your tail. They'll be pursuing you. You're not safe. So the companion suggests to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he says, Oh Imam, shouldn't we take an indirect route? Or no, let's just take the direct route. Which one should we take? My suggestion is the indirect route, because it's safer. What does the Imam say here? This is where he says those lines. He says, لا والله, no way, no, by Allah, it's not going to happen. لا أفارقه, I'm not going to leave this direct route for the indirect route. حتى يقضي الله ما هو قاض, until Allah decides whatever He's willed. In other words, brothers and sisters, Imam al-Hussein, he says, listen, this is what I have to do. You got to do what you got to do. If Allah wants you to do something, you do it the way you're supposed to do it. The rest is in His hands. He can plan it the way He wants. He's the one who executes His plans. We're the tools. We do what we have to do. He's the one who carries out the plan. He's the one who makes sure if He wants for it to give the conclusion, the desired results or not. And this actually reminds us of the famous line of Imam al-Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi. He said the same thing. He said, we have to do what our duty is, the wazifa is, whatever the natija is in Allah's hands. Allah knows how to use what we've done in the best way. Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam has to leave Medina. He is not going to give bay'ah, he's not going to give allegiance, because this is his way of protecting Islam. And it's going to end with his blood being spilled. This is what Allah wants. He will do this, Allah will do the rest. So it takes 5 days for this caravan to reach Mecca, and they arrive on the night of the 3rd of Sha'ban, which is interesting because the 3rd of Sha'ban is the birthday of Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam. So he arrives in Mecca on the night of his birthday. When he arrives, he continues those verses that he had recited when he left Medina. He recited Qasas 21 when he left. Now upon entering Mecca, he recites Qasas 22, which goes like this. وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَ تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَنَ قَالَ عَسَى رَبِّي أَن يَهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Upon entrance, he recited, and when he turned his face, Prophet Musa again, when he turned his face towards Madian, this is the city that Prophet Musa had to flee to, or had to go to save his life. Prophet Musa had no choice but to leave Misr, leave Egypt, and go to Madian. So the verse is saying now that when Prophet Musa turned towards Madian, he said, I have hope that my Creator and Nurturer will guide me to the right path. In other words, if I was going to paraphrase this, I would say that I have hope that Allah will do the best that He feels needs to be done. Allah is the greatest of planners. So this concludes that part of our journey from Medina to Mecca. This part of the series has ended. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam enters Mecca. If we look back, the thing that stands out the most in the words of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam till here is the fact that he's very bold, decisive, and to the point when it comes to why he's doing what he's doing. No compromise, no making it look very nice or anything. He says, there is no allegiance between a person like me and a person like Yazid, and I have to enjoin good and forbid evil. This is what I have to do. The rest is in Allah's hands. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.